Welcome to Creative Impact, 89.1 WEMU's weekly feature that scans the arts and creative horizon in Washtenaw County. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host. As Creative Impact listeners have learned over the years, Washtenaw County is chock full of nationally recognized award-winning artists and creatives. Our guest, Ann Arbor-based musician Gian Vincent Almendras, was recently added to that list. Arts Midwest named Gian one of its 2024 culture bearers. Let's meet him and find out about the culture and heritage of his work. Gian, welcome to Creative Impact and congratulations on being recognized for your work.
Thank you, Deb. I'm so honored to be on your show today.
Well, and we're honored to have you with us. Culture bearers are defined as people who carry and pass on cultural traditions, practices, and values, and then they share those between communities and generations. Arts Midwest's Culture Bearer Award celebrates creatives and artists who purposely do this work. I'd like to start with your culture. Tell us about yourself and your music.
Sure. So ethnically, I am Filipino. I was born and raised in Cebu City, Philippines. And I moved here with my family in roughly 2004 when I was about 8 years old, directly to Ann Arbor.
And your music?
So I was raised in quite a musical family with a lot of influences from different genres of music. But it wasn't until high school I started to get more reconnected with my roots. And this is what Arts Midwest was kind of recognizing me for, is because for the past decade, I've been really focused on indigenous Filipino music, specifically one tradition that comes from various indigenous cultures in the southern Philippines. And this is a tradition called kulintang. So kulintang essentially is a percussion instrument. It's a row of 8 to 9 brass or bronze gongs that are tuned in a pentatonic scale. And usually this is accompanied by an ensemble of other larger gongs and drums as well.
And is it a percussion instrument that stands on its own, is played often on its own, or is it usually accompanying other musicians and their instruments?
No, actually, the kulintang is the main featured instrument within the context of its ensemble. Usually it plays the melodies, while the other instruments are the accompanying instruments for the kulintang instrument itself. So
you have
these larger gongs called the agung that kind of create like a bass line. And we have some other medium-sized gongs called the gandingan that usually provide like a counter melody. And then we have drums that kind of just provide the rhythmic drive. So it's really very, polyphonic, a lot of things happening, almost like, like a little orchestra ensemble. Or what my friends like to call it, it's kind of like Filipino indigenous jazz.
I love it.
Yeah, a lot of this music, the music that's played is, it's passed on orally through oral traditions. So nothing's really written down. And a lot of things happen to the melody based on the player who's playing them. So a lot of times there's a lot of improvisation going on.
That role, really, as a culture bearer, you absolutely are telling the stories, telling the music orally through stories and teaching that way. That's fascinating. This might sound like a provocative question, and know that I'm offering it with respect. In a country where the arts are deeply Eurocentric, do you find that the general public or even arts consumers assume that people of color or people from other countries automatically are culture bearers?
I haven't run into that issue so much in my experience as an artist. There are times, when people ask about my background, if I, might know more about indigenous or native music from my own country. But a lot of the times I haven't run into that issue too much or into that matter.
Well, that's actually encouraging because I understand in other, other cultures, I should say other art forms, people almost always expect the artist to carry that history and that information forward. This is 89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact, and our guest is Gian Almendras, a Filipino-American musician named a 2024 Midwest Culture Bearer by Arts Midwest. So you and your mom, Gian, you joined others to create a community in Michigan and co-founded the Philippine Arts and Culture Ensemble of Michigan, or also known as PACE. What's PACE's mission?
Oh, so, yeah, hey, thank you for recognizing that. PACE Me, actually, that's the moniker we're trying to.
Okay.
So PACE Me. But our mission is really just trying to encourage the spread and knowledge of indigenous native Philippine music traditions, and as well as dance traditions, within our own community and within the greater community outside of our ethnicity, to encourage, you know, fellowship among our peers, but also to promote this culture within our diaspora.
So let's talk about that Arts Midwest Award. But I have to mention something, a very proud fact. Art Train, the touring museum on a train that I guided for years, was actually the catalyst for Arts Midwest's founding. When Art Train went to on its first Midwest tour outside of Michigan in the 1970s, it brought together arts leaders from across the Great Lakes region. And as an extension of Art Train's mission to develop local and regional arts agencies, the seeds for Art Midwest was planted at that time. So that's, you know, and that's actually the case for regional arts agencies around the country. So, again, a point of pride. This Culture Bear Award that Arts Midwest has created this year, you are one of the first cohorts to receive this award. How did you learn about it? And then when they decided around the award, how were you notified, and what's taken place since then?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I actually also play mariachi music, even though I'm not Mexican.
Okay.
I play the violin, and I was doing this artist in residency facilitation program with the University Musical Society, UMS, if you're familiar.
Sure.
And one of the coordinators from UMS just recommended the Arts Midwest Culture Bear Award application to me over email. I think her name's Terry Park. But yes, she encouraged me to apply, and so I did. The application wasn't too lengthy, thankfully. I just, you know, had a few narrative questions about my background, about myself, about my traditions, my cultural traditions.
And if I recall, there are 9 of you that were awarded this year. Have you all met together or connected in any way?
Not yet, but that is planned for the upcoming year. I think it's going to be there's going to be a series of online sessions where we're going to be meeting and just having dialogue with each other, talking about our traditions and how we can learn from one another within our own practices.
And in addition to that, which I'm sure you're looking forward to, how has this award impacted you, your work? And what recognition are you catching because of it?
Well, I'm very thankful for, you know, the financial contribution of this award, because it just helps me expand on my craft a little bit more. A lot of what I've been able to do, at least within the past 10 years, to learn more about this tradition that I'm carrying, is going to the Philippines myself and spending time within the indigenous cultures, learning from master artists. And as you can imagine, you know, that's probably not financially the cheapest.
Sure, I imagine.
Right. So having this funding from Arts Midwest will really help me expand a little bit more and be able to do a little bit more of that within the coming years.
And with your work with PACE Me, is that how you say it? I see that there's a fair amount of education involved with that. And will the work that you do in the Philippines help you expand on that work as well?
For sure, yes. A lot of the things that I've taken from the master artists who've been willing to share their knowledge in the Philippines, I usually take it back with me to our organization, to the classes that we teach. So we have, you know, a group class of children who are learning this tradition as well on their instruments of their own orally. So they're learning it from me orally. So it's kind of like a cycle that where I'm learning directly from these master artists, and I'm passing on this knowledge to our youth.
Continuing the culture and sharing, that's awesome.
Exactly.
Gian, thanks so much, and congratulations again on your award.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to share information about it.
That's Gian Vincent Almendras, a 2024 Arts Midwest Culture Bearer Awardee. Find out more about him and his work with PaceMe at WEMU.org. You've been listening to Creative Impact. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host. Matt Hobson is our producer. Please join us every Tuesday to meet the people who make Washtenaw creative. This is 89.1 WEMU FM, Ypsilanti Public Radio from Eastern Michigan University.